The crossfire is always going with gubernatorial candidates having their debates and discussions and issues of the day. What happens in politics continues to go on and to shake things up. There are four candidates running for governor. Mike Kopp, top line by just 18 votes, but still top line at the assembly. Scott Gessler, Secretary of State. Former Congressman Tom Tancredo, and our guest who we caught up with earlier, Bob Beaupre, also former congressman. Let's go straight to that interview.
I'm very pleased to have on the program a good friend, a good guy, all-around good guy, candidate for governor, former Congressman Bob Beaupre is with us. Good evening, sir. It's good to have you with us.
Nice to be speaking with you again, Jimmy. Good
now,
evening to you.
You are all around the state, at least you're about to be all around the state tomorrow. You are kicking off a tour to crisscross Colorado. Talk to us about that.
We are. We're going to be, I think, over in the northwest corner before the week's out. We're also going to be clear down in Lamar and all points in between, kind of the two opposite corners, if I can put it that way, the Durango area and then out towards Sterling. We'll leave that for the week after, but a good bit of the state we're going to get to see next week.
Now, it's always interesting to me, because obviously I've never run for statewide office, what it's like when you have to actually put all those miles on a car and go travel around from one part to the other, and the state is so diverse. What's that experience like?
Oh, this is the part I like the best, Jimmy. You know, being a native Coloradan, having spent a good bit of my life in rural Colorado, and we were dairy farmers, now we're buffalo ranchers up in the mountains. I always got around a lot of the state then. We were always buying and selling our cattle, and I had reason to visit folks from corner to corner. And meeting people where they live, where they work, where they, in some cases in rural Colorado, try to eke out a living. Parts of the state are extremely dry again, unfortunately. I like to sense that myself. I'm a visual learner, and so I like to see, I like to interact with people, and you know it really brings home the point you made when you do something like this, how very diverse our state is. You stick around the metro area as important as vibrant as exciting as it is. You get one perspective, and that's a healthy perspective. It's important. But the state is so much more diverse and different than that, corner to corner.
I do want to give you a chance real quick, because tomorrow night you do have, or tomorrow afternoon you do have an event to kick off that. You got some details for us?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Tavern down in the Tech Center, and I think it starts at 5:30. Folks, if they want to attend, they can certainly still do that. We'll take walk-ins. RSVPs are nice, but if people just want to show up, that would be fine. It's just going to be a fun time, and they kick off to this statewide tour, a formal beginning, I guess, of the bigger part of the campaign now, if you will.
And now let's delve in to the bigger part of the campaign, where you have a very interesting race. I haven't seen anything like this in a statewide race in my memory. And that is a four-way primary, and we listed earlier in the program all the other candidates that are running. What differentiates, in your mind, Bob Beaupre from the rest of the pack in terms of the qualifications and the things that you feel you bring to the table?
Well, it's what we were talking about a little bit earlier, Jimmy. It's my diversity of experience. I am a Colorado native, but more importantly, I've been in a number of different careers. Started as a typical family farm. We had dairy cows. Did pretty good at that. Ended up selling our cattle on all over the world. Then we developed the farm. The families asked me to look after that, and I did. So I had that experience, 1,300 housing units, no small undertaking, and learned a great deal about how you create jobs and deal with a lot of government when you take on a project that big. Claudia and I bought a little community bank, grew it from $4 million to $450 million, created a lot of jobs, had five employees, I think it was, when we started, ended up with over 150. And most importantly, touched a great many people in our part of Colorado. I think at one point we were in five or six different counties here in the North Metro area, including downtown Denver. And so you get a great deal of experience in dealing with that many different people, especially small business people. Went to Congress, now come back home. We've got the Buffalo Ranch up in the mountains, so I've had a great deal of real life experience of creating jobs, seeing how government sometimes does it well, lots of times does it not so well at all. And in every career, I've found myself in a leadership role. I think Colorado is void of leadership right now. It's the place I fault John Hickenlooper the most. I think my experience, hands-on, real-world experience, will help me relate to the diversity of Colorado. I want to get this economy moving again. I think we have lost a tremendous amount of opportunity, and I fault John Hickenlooper and Barack Obama for that. I think there is a better way. I know that way, and I want to lead us in that direction. So I think it's experience that sets me apart, Jimmy, and I look forward to making that case to Colorado.
Now, one thing we always like to do is give a chance for candidates to respond to one or two of the criticisms that are often levied against them. There is the 2006 loss, for example, that you had. Now, it was several years ago, was a ways back. What has changed since 2006? What have you learned since 2006 when you did lose by a fairly sizable margin? And there are some people that say, well, he ran in 2006 and he lost big. That makes me a little hesitant to support him this go around. How do you respond to critics in that issue?
Well, I haven't done everything perfect in my life, and that was one of the times. And you know, making a mistake is one thing. You don't want to do it twice, and I won't. The biggest mistake I made in 06 was that I did not give full consideration to how difficult it would be to be a member of Congress, as I was, on the Ways and Means Committee, a fairly involved responsibility. Mm-hmm. And also running a statewide campaign back here for the office of governor. It proved to be extremely difficult. In addition to that, Jimmy, the landscape was tough. My pollster told me, and this isn't meant to sound like an excuse, it's just a piece of reality. My pollster told me not since Watergate had he seen an environment so difficult for Republicans as it was in 06. That's all changed. We've now got an incumbent governor, John Hickenlooper, who has taken some hits, most of them self-inflicted. He's now got a record. I look forward to exposing that record. I think it is a record of failed leadership and lost opportunity, and we're going to take him to task for that. We're going to present a better plan for Colorado, a better leadership plan, and a better economic plan, a better public safety plan, a better plan to really make education about our children and give them a fighting chance to get all these jobs we're going to create in Colorado. And I think when we're done, I think we'll make a clear case to Colorado voters and offer them that better choice. I think this is the year that they're hungry for a better opportunity, and I look forward to making that case and hopefully being that choice.
Before we delve into those issues for a few minutes with our guest, former Congressman Bob Beaupre, candidate for governor, one more thing that I hear, especially in a lot of Tea Party circles, you've got this divide that I really want to be bridging. I think that it's something we need to move past. I've talked a lot about it on my program, but you've got this divide between the so-called establishment and the so-called Tea Party wing. And there are a lot of people that I know that say, oh, Bob Beaupre is somebody from the establishment. He's getting establishment support. He's getting support from out of state. He's getting all of these kinds of things. How do you see yourself vis-a-vis this supposed divide in the Republican Party? Do you think that's an accurate picture for people to paint and say, oh, Bob Beaupre's the establishment guy in the race?
Well, I think establishment is a word that we throw around a lot right now. It's usually meant to be pejorative. Here's what I am. I'm a guy who spent most of all of his life, all but 4 years of it, in the private sector. Did I serve my party? Yes. I think that's an important thing for all of us citizens to do. I started as precinct committee man and eventually was asked to be county chairman and state party chairman. And I proudly, once I was recruited to go to Congress, I did for a grand total of 4 years. Now, if that makes you establishment, I don't know. I guess I'll leave that in the eye of the beholder. What I understand, Jimmy, is that you have to have principle. I wrote a book about this. Lots of people talk about being principled. I actually wrote it down. Here's what I believe. Here's what I think. Here's how I think we need to solve the big problems in front of America today. I wrote it in a book. I would encourage people to take a look at that. A Return to Values is the name of it. And in that book, I said there really ought to, here's the acid test, and it's one that I'll use when I'm governor, to be for something or against something. If it enhances, preserves, protects, defends freedom, then we ought to be for it. If it diminishes, infringes, detracts in any way from the freedom, the individual liberty, the opportunity that has always been at the forefront of the American dream, then we best be against it. That's my guiding principle, Jimmy. I don't think that that is anti-Tea Party, anti-liberty, or for that matter, anti-Republican establishment. I think it's at the core of what it means to be an American, first and foremost. So that'll be the case I make, and I hope, just like I was able to do in 2002, that it's after we're done with the primary and getting into the general election, I hope that I can bring this party together, this conservative movement together, and reach even well beyond that to people that are looking for some common sense leadership again. And I hope I can be that choice and be that kind of governor.
And you just talked about constraints on freedom, Bob Beaupre, our guest, and we have seen that dramatically increase here in the state of Colorado. Last year, for example, talking about gun issues, where there are Coloradans that are deeply concerned, especially in the more rural parts of the state that you'll be doing a lot of traveling in, that they don't feel particularly represented on that issue. On energy, we'll get to that in a moment, on agriculture and some of these other things that that have come up. But on the gun control issue, what does that tell you about John Hickenlooper, and where do you fall in terms of repealing those gun laws?
I'd look forward to signing a full repeal of those. I think they were a gross overreach of our individual liberty and freedom as the Constitution guarantees it. I think he was playing clearly to a constituency within his party that is anti-gun and anti-freedom, but it wasn't good for all of Colorado. I think the recall elections proved that a lot of Coloradans said it was an overreach, and I think they do want those laws repealed. I think we've got more than enough, way too many laws on the books. In fact, there's some good liberty things we could do. Such as not requiring people that already have a concealed weapons permit, they've already been approved to carry a concealed weapon. Why in the world should, if they go buy another gun of any kind, why do they have to go through another background check? But yet we make them do that. There's things we can do to make it better for people's individual liberty and freedom rather than trample on it.
And certainly encouraging people to just be safe with their own firearms.
Well,
which
you know,
they
Jimmy,
are.
There's plenty of evidence that one of the safest groups of people out there are people that have concealed weapons permits and do carry. One of the safest constituency groups in all of society.
That's part of why I remember at the Republican State Assembly, somebody, I forget who it was, who spoke, it might have been one of the candidates, said, "This is the safest I've ever felt in Boulder," because they were allowed to concealed carry on that location on campus. All right, so one other thing that obviously is affecting countless Americans across the country, but also here in Colorado, is the job market and the struggling economy. Across the country, we see the lowest labor participation rate since 1978 here in Colorado, my understanding, is the lowest since 1976, before Jimmy Carter even took office. Bob Beaupre, what do we need to do to get jobs going again in Colorado?
Well, we need to stop this mindless promulgation of new regulation. Does anybody really think we're short on regulation? And one of the biggest reasons the economy hasn't gotten moving again, yes, it's policies that they've passed, Obamacare, Dodd-Frank, HERA, renewable energy mandate on rural Colorado, the anti-gun legislation. But in Colorado specifically, Jimmy, this will be, I think, the sixth or maybe even seventh year in a row additional regulation has been dumped on top of just one industry, the oil and gas industry. And if they have their way, they won't be happy until they run that industry completely out of the state. Now, Jimmy, that's just wrong. It is, if it weren't for Weld County, which is producing, by the way, 85% of the oil and gas in all of Colorado right now, our economy would be in a world of hurt. Do we need to do it safely, environmentally safely? Absolutely. Do we need to do it in a sound manner? Absolutely. The good news is that we've got the technology and the ability to do exactly that. To move in a huge way in the direction that used to be just a fantasy, energy independence for North America, and Colorado can be a big part of that. But we've got a government right now and a governor who brags about having put the most restrictive regulation on that industry in the entire nation, and that was before the air quality regulation, which he brags are the only ones in the entire nation, so obviously the most restrictive. That's just wrong. In order to get our economy moving again, Jimmy, we've got to get rid of needless anti-job, anti-economic growth regulation, keep that playing field level, put up a great big sign that says business is open in Colorado and welcome here, and I think we'll see things flourish. My goal is...
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. When we come back, more of our interview with Bob Beaupre. Then author Tom Wilde will join us about his book, The Blood of Alexander. It is a novel, but based on a lot of real-life experiences he has had. Will be fascinating conversation. We got that and a lot more, so keep it here. Newstalk 710 KNUS.
Retired Police Chief Joe DeLaudorante with an important message for husbands and fathers.
As cops, we see it all the time. There are two types of husbands and fathers, those who take their family's protection seriously and install a security system, and those who leave their family's safety to chance. Not me. I protect my home and family with Vivint Home Security, where you get the best technology for the best price. Vivint gives you a complete security system with cameras that allow you to see what's going on in your home right from your smartphone, tablet, or computer. You can even lock the doors remotely if your kids forget. With Vivint, you're in control of your family's safety.
Call now. Not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,300 worth of security cameras and equipment today at no charge. Seriously, $1,300. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Call 1-800-403-5359. That's 1-800-403-5359. 1-800-403-5359.
Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum. $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers. Spokesman compensated.
My husband and I have been married for about 7 years, and about 2 years ago, we had one of those momentous conversations. You know what I'm talking about? We were sitting at the dinner table, and he said, "Baby, if I ever have, like, bad breath, can you please tell me?" It was hilarious. I thought, wow, we were totally married. And you know what? I love that. So that's our new rule for one another, and I think that's kind of cool. We're totally digging on TheraBreath. The toothpaste, the mouthwash, the lozenges are all natural, not made with saccharin or artificial sweeteners. Not to mention their ability to turn the giant tub of mouthwash into a tiny footprint on our bathroom sink. For $10 in coupons, go to TheraBreath.com/Jackie. That's TheraBreath.com/Jackie, J-A-C-I. TheraBreath products are available at Target, Walgreens, Walmart, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. So go ahead, get the extra onions, eat all the garlic you want, because TheraBreath is here. And TheraBreath, it's fresh breath, made simple.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-451-9814. 1-800-451-9814. That's 1-800-451-9814. 1-800-451-9814.
The latest news and weather coming up at the top of the hour. News Talk 710 KNUS.
We're back at the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, continuing now with our interview with former Congressman Bob Beaupre. By the way, to be clear, his event at the tavern begins at 3 tomorrow, not 5:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, according to his website. So let's continue with the interview with that.
I want to ask you about education. We saw a tremendous pushback against the status quo last November when we had reform school boards elected across the state, especially in Jefferson County, which still remains the single largest school district in the state, as of at least this school year. We also saw the tremendous downfall 2-1 of the Amendment 66 push to raise our taxes and set it up as a progressive income tax, despite Mayor Bloomberg and Bill Gates coming in and spending a couple of $1 million combined on this initiative. What do we need to do, in your view, in terms of reforming education and providing better quality education that diminishes the status quo while enhancing the education of students, the opportunities for parents and students, and also the ability for teachers to do what they do best?
Well, there's plenty of opportunity, Jimmy, and in simplest way, we need to turn the model on its head. We have been top-down, and Common Core is the latest example of Washington trying to tell us what to do. Our governor embraced and supported that. They think that they know better than local school districts, than parents, than teachers do. We need to turn that upside down, give more choice to parents, more flexibility to teachers. I would pass and encourage to be passed something that's called a Teacher's Bill of Rights. Let teachers teach. I'm told, Jimmy, that right now that 1 in 6 days, 30 out of the 180 days in a school year, are taken up by mandatory testing. That doesn't allow them enough time to teach. Common Core and PARC call for more of that, not less of that. We also need to give teachers the flexibility to control their own classroom, to deal with problem kids and problem parents so that they can teach. We need to put 100% effort behind a shameful, disgraceful problem in Colorado that's existed too long. 30% of our third graders can't read at third grade level proficiency. We passed some laws several years ago that said we're going to put an end to that and provided the means to do it, but nobody seems to know if we're even making any progress yet. On my watch, we will. There's an opportunity to provide something called a scholarship tax credit that would be a huge benefit to about half of our lower economic level folks in the state, their children, to provide an opportunity for scholarships for them to choose a school that best suits their child's needs, provide an incentive for companies and wealthy individuals to give, and for at-risk kids, kids without great means, to be able to attend those better schools, the best schools. And that's the way we can unleash the liberate our young people in the state and get them really job ready and opportunity ready so that they can live out the best of the American dream too.
And we have talked with Pam Bonino of the Independence Institute about that very proposal.
They're doing great work.
Right on spot with you there.
Great work.
Real quick final question before we give you a chance to let everybody know where they can find information about you. One of the cornerstones of education policy in the state that started this Common Core push and some of these other things was the Race to the Top program at the federal government, where they dangled this carrot. We're going to give you money if you make these reforms. So we do it. We do Senate Bill 191. We take some steps, and then we don't get the money. As the governor of the state of Colorado, if elected, how would you respond to those kinds of carrots that are held out by the federal government that could drive Colorado into positions that would hurt our society better rather than improve upon it?
Jimmy, I talked earlier about the need to do the freedom test. And states and state citizens are not free if you become ever more dependent, ever more at the beck and call of the federal government. A Common Core is but one of many of federal mandates, federal interventions that I look forward to pushing back on. Not just alone, but I'm convinced that there is a huge group of like-minded, almost universally Republican governors out here in the Rocky Mountain West that want to band together and do just that. It's time for us to remind Washington, D.C. what the 10th Amendment was all about. That everything not expressly defined in the enumerated powers of the Constitution was to be left for the states, and that certainly means education. We know what's best for our kids. We don't need Washington, D.C. telling us that. So I'd look forward to not only pulling the plug on Common Core, but a whole bunch else, including, importantly, letting our federal lands go. Let us manage our federal lands and keep the Washington, D.C.'s hands off of our precious water out here as well.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to play the very last 45 seconds just because it's entertaining at the other side of the break, when we also talk with Tom Wild, author of the book, The Blood of Alexander. Don't go anywhere. This is the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. This evening, in an hour, we will be joined by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Dante to talk about a very interesting question about capitalism, money, wealth, standard of living, those kinds of things, and happiness. Do they and can they be correlated with one another? It's going to be a very interesting conversation. If you want to get in on that conversation, 303-696-1971 will be the telephone number. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about a couple of the headline news stories of the week. So be sure to stick around for that. We were just playing our interview with former Congressman Bob Beaupre. Unfortunately, the segment cut it just a little bit short, but I do want to play the end just because Bob and I had a little bit of fun. So here's just the last remainder, and then we're going to get to our guest on the line. Take a listen.
All right. I look forward to speaking in greater depth on these issues along the campaign trail. We've got 33 days until ballots drop, but a lot more time to go, especially should you achieve the nomination. And so if people want to learn more in the meantime about Bob Beaupre for governor, where can they go?
It is BobBeaupre.com, and Beaupre is a little complicated, so I'll spell it. It's B-E-A-U-P-R-E-Z, BobBeaupre.com.
It's even more complicated than Sangenberger, because all I got to say is you just make all the vowels E's. There's no A's, I's, or U's, and you know it's Sangenberger. It's pretty easy. Beaupre, B-E-A-U-P-R-E-Z. A little bit more complicated.
A little bit more.
Congressman, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to talking with you down the line more here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show.
I got it.